Well, bank bosses have been known to walk away with millions in bonuses even after leading their company astray. Today, the banking regulator, APRA, says enough is enough, and it's proposing a range of measures to get the country's most senior executives to do the right thing. But corporate governance experts aren't convinced that the measures go far enough or that APRA has the mettle to see the changes through. Our business reporter David Taylor joins me now in the studio. David, this is another outcome from the Banking Royal Commission. What exactly is APRA proposing to clean up the financial services sector?
Well, look, Sally, for decades, banking executives have walked away with gobsmacking pay packets, and today the banking regulator called time on gratuitous bonuses. So what does this all mean? Well, boards will have the scope to claw back bonuses for up to 4 years. So stock price goes up and a CEO gets a big bonus as a result, but it's worked out that that bonus was achieved illegitimately, the board will call the CEO back and say, give us the money back. In addition to that, financial performance measures must not compromise more than 50% of performance criteria for what they call variable remuneration outcomes. So the performance of a CEO has to be more than a rising share price, for example. Elizabeth Sheedy is a financial risk management specialist at Macquarie University. I spoke to her a short time ago to get her thoughts on these developments.
I think that the process of cultural change is still ongoing. We haven't arrived by any means, and APRA is still gathering resources to do this kind of oversight.
How do you think boards will receive this news today?
Oh, look, there will definitely be some directors that are enraged and feel a great deal of discomfort. But that's APRA's job, I guess.
Professor Elizabeth Sheedy there. Now, look, after processing some of the worst stories of the Banking Royal Commission had to throw up, Commissioner Haynes said, at its root, all the bad behaviour related to self-interest and bonuses. Now, these measures are basically designed to purify, if you like, the motives of bank executives, and they can be enforced. So we're looking at possible jail time if things don't go right. That, analysts say, will transform companies in the long term into better and more profitable corporations. Here are some more reactions to today's announcement from APRA.
Well, it's long overdue, and people will breathe a sigh of relief that some restraint is being imposed on bank bonuses in this country.
That's Thomas Clark, Professor of Management at the University of Technology Sydney Business School. The so-called corporate cop has no intention of literally being on the beat here. APRA told PM these measures were about, quote, forcing boards to self-regulate. APRA Deputy Chairman John Lonsdale spoke to The World Today.
Boards have got to actively oversee remuneration policies for all employees, and they've really got to confirm that they're being applied in practice. And so what this package of reforms will do is set up a prudential standard so that APRA can supervise against that and make sure that that actually happens.
Thomas Clark holds out hope APRA's approach will get the job done.
The banks in Australia for two decades have enjoyed a charmed existence with rising profits and increasing concentration. It seemed as if both governments and regulators were not prepared to touch them. However, the Royal Commission and public concern has changed that context now, and people do want to see action in which the banks are made to comply with the kinds of standards that every other business has to comply with, which is a responsibility towards their customers.
Specifically, APRA's proposal would mean financial performance measures, like the performance of the company's share price, for example, couldn't make up more than half of an executive's key performance indicators. In simple terms, that means rather than a CEO earning more when the share price pops, it means he or she would get a bigger bonus if customers feel like they're being looked after. Macquarie University's Elizabeth Sheedy says the evidence shows that doesn't work.
The whole notion of, you know, that you can balance out customer interests against profits, to me, that's ethically wrong. It kind of suggests that, you know, we can trade these things off. It's okay, you know, a little bit of mistreatment of customers is okay if you're bringing home the bacon for shareholders. I just think most people would find that idea completely abhorrent.
Professor Sheedy believes APRA is right to take on executive pay, but it isn't going about it the right way.
This whole concept was invented back in the 1990s, And to date, there is absolutely nothing in the academic literature to suggest that they work. And to the contrary, our research suggests that they don't work.
Fund manager Roger Montgomery manages over $1 billion worth of clients' money and is in regular contact with executives at the top end of town. He supports APRA's changes, but agrees with Elizabeth Sheedy that boards will find it really difficult to implement the changes.
The other difficulty is, of course, how you measure these things and then how you incent CEOs to do better in those areas when they're difficult to measure and they're less tangible.
So it's not an easy thing to implement, in other words.
Exactly.
APRA itself has copped a lot of criticism about its record following a recent capability review into the regulator by former ACCC chairman Graham Samuel. Chairman Wayne Byers hit back by complaining he didn't have the resources to see some of the changes through. So naturally, the experts now question how effective this latest push to right the wrongs will be. Elizabeth Sheedy again.
And I think part of the problem is that we're relying on APRA to provide oversight of this whole system of remuneration. And we found out in the capability review last week that APRA's capability in this area is very weak.
The proposals are subject to a 3-month consultation period ending in October. APRA plans to announce any changes by the end of the year.
That's our business reporter, David Taylor.